CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. President Xi Jinping left Beijing this afternoon for a state visit to Britain. It's the first visit to the UK by a Chinese president in 10 years. It runs from Monday to Friday. Queen Elizabeth II is set to host a welcome ceremony for President Xi, along with an informal lunch and a formal dinner. President Xi will also hold talks with Prime Minister David Cameron and address a banquet hosted by the Lord Mayor of the City of London. In addition to London, the Chinese president will make a stop in Manchester. King of the Netherlands, Willem Alexander, will pay a state visit to China from October 25th to 29th. Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang says the visit is at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. President Xi paid a state visit to the Netherlands last year, the first one ever by a Chinese president to the Western European country since the establishment of diplomatic ties between the two nations. Chinese officials have criticized Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's offering to the controversial Yasukuni Shrine during the Autumn Festival. Japan's Justice Minister and Internal Affairs and Communications Minister visited the shrine on Sunday, a day after Abe sent a tree as an offering. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says China opposes visits and offerings to the shrine by Japanese officials. Yasukuni Shrine honors Japan's war dead, including 14 Class A war criminals who were responsible for atrocities committed during World War II. The shrine is also regarded as a symbol of past Japanese militarism. New stats show China has recorded year-on-year economic growth of 6.9% for the third quarter. This is the first time the quarterly rate has dropped under 7% since the second quarter of 2009. The prediction for quarter three had been 6.8%. Among the three pillar industries, the growth in agricultural and industrial sectors stood at 3.8% and 6% respectively, while the service sector saw 8.4% growth in the first three quarters. Sheng Laiyun, spokesperson of China's National Bureau of Statistics, says these numbers indicate that China's economy is still in a period of transition, but will remain stable. The World Health Organization has called on China to enact a national tobacco control law. WHO, the International Tobacco Control Policy Evaluation Project, and the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention jointly released a report on Monday. The report says secondhand smoke causes more than 100,000 deaths in China annually, with 740 million non-smokers being exposed to secondhand smoke at least once a day during a typical week. The report warns that around 1 million people die from tobacco-related illnesses in the country annually, and the number could rise to 3 million by 2050 unless action is taken now. A museum dedicated to Chinese rock carvings has opened in the country's southwest. Over 1,000 fragments are on display at the Dazhou Rock Carvings Museum in Chongqing. The fragments on display are among the 50,000 found in the grottoes of Dazhou County. The artworks date from the 9th to the 13th centuries and were added to the UN's World Heritage List in 1999. Along with the carvings, the museum also features digital and multimedia displays to showcase the history of the carvings and heritage protection efforts. Hundreds of South Koreans are now gathering in the country's eastern coastal city of Sokcho to prepare for a long-awaited reunion with family members from North Korea. The first group of 393 South Koreans, including the divided families and their companions, as most of them are in their 80s and 90s, will cross the inter-Korean land border into the Mount Kumgon Resort by bus on Tuesday morning. Later in the afternoon, they will have a gathering with their long-lost relatives. A group of 255 South Koreans will participate in the second round of reunions starting from Saturday. The Pentagon says the leader of an al-Qaeda-linked group has been killed in an airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition in Syria. Sanafi al-Nusra is said to have been killed in northwest Syria on Thursday. Nusra, who was once al-Qaeda's chief financial officer and had been labeled as a specially designated global terrorist by the U.S. Treasury, is the fifth senior Khorasan group leader killed in the last 4 months. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.